Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the Scala Report. CEO of Scala, Chris Riegel. Scala is a global international digital firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. And Chris has offices around the world that he must keep in contact with during this recovery, the now third year since the crisis of the pandemic. And there are various metrics to say we're doing okay, or what does this mean? We'll start in China, where the pandemic started. We come to a report, apparently benign, that Tesla will suspend work at its local factory in China through at least this Friday, within hours. However, Volkswagen said it'll maintain some production. This corresponds to the announcement that Shanghai is in a phased lockdown. This is a vast megacity. I think the number I've heard is 25 million, maybe higher. But some 16 million, according to Bloomberg, will be confined to their homes and continue to strain global supply chains. Chris, a very good evening to you. Global supply chains and China. I asked a manager of an Apple store in New York, the big one at Grand Central, for an iPad, a new iPad that attaches to a keyboard. He begged my pardon and said he had none. The display items that I were looking at were not for sale, and that the only way I could find one would be to go online and get in line internationally. Is this China? Is this the supply chain wrinkle that we haven't talked about? Not at the ports, not the container ships, but the shutdowns in China. Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. The most important border crossing, as it applies to technology in the world, is the border crossing or the tariff zone crossing between Shenzhen and Hong Kong. That's where a very, very large percentage of the world's electronics move from the manufacturing hub of Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Dongguan, into Hong Kong for export by air. That border crossing has now been shut down greater than 2 weeks, which is causing a huge disruption in that most products move through that border crossing to then fly from Hong Kong around the world to deliver you the electronics that keep your life moving. With that border being suspended, ostensibly due to COVID, nothing's moving there. Secondarily, any of the flight companies, freight forwarders that can operate out of Shenzhen are now rejecting any items that contain batteries. Well, everything you want to use in your life from a technology perspective, in almost every case, uses a battery in one form or another. So the system's ground to a halt until that border crossing reopens, and it's very, very tricky at the moment.
The recovery also includes national statistics, and the transportation, the TSA gives us numbers to suggest that air travel is back. And Chris travels a great deal nationally and internationally when the pandemic passes again, as I do. But nationally right now is part of the story. So the puzzle, Chris, a week ago reported the air travel is back. All the franchises haven't reopened at all the airports, but that's in train. However, I read this morning about ticket buying and getting the aircraft that you need to get to a place on time. The recommendations from this writer, this is Bloomberg, I believe, just buy that ticket, says the writer. I've been in this boat. I know I want to go somewhere. I know when. But I keep going back to that travel website wondering when to click buy. The president of Cranky Concierge, Brett Snyder, says, just buy that ticket. An air travel assistance service, go for it. Now, I'm also told, Chris, pay the trip insurance because you've got the ticket, but that doesn't mean there's going to be a plane. Is that your experience?
As a 2 million plus mile traveler, I always decline the insurance. That being said, you're coming into, in the U.S., thunderstorm season, which tends to disrupt travel more than snow or other across the U.S., so you'll see those issues. But what you're really dealing with is a system that's completely full. So air travel is absolutely back, but air crews are tight. Labor is tight. So there are more disruptions that are coming from crew and from crew availability, typically, than from anything else. But as you're going into weather season, it will just continue to get more interesting.
So the aircraft's filled, but they're not as many. Is that how it translates? And they're making promise fulfillment?
They're almost all filled domestically. You're seeing last-minute cancellations, last-minute disruptions where air crews cannot get in or air crews are missing because of the staffing shortages, then disrupting your travel.
And the anticipation here is buy the ticket, get trip insurance, and have a plan that includes, of course, a hotel room. So we go to a much larger story, which is in the recovery for employment, especially for high-end employment in the big cities. I spent a few hours in Manhattan these last days, Chris, and I report from the restaurateur that I spoke with that the return is welcome, but it's not 2019. I spend some time on the subway. The statistics say 58-60% capacity of 2019. I saw less than that in subway cars I saw. Of course, there's the crime problem in New York. I'm also told by Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News that 100,000 people have left the city. All of that doesn't speak to a healthy recovery in commercial real estate. What are you seeing, especially in the big cities, about commercial real estate, the office towers?
Well, what you're seeing specifically in New York, John, is that office vacancies are now at an all-time high, 19%, higher than they were after the 2001 bubble burst. So you're still seeing disruption in some of the major cities. There's also a big change that's happening across the employer-employee spectrum. So when the pandemic started, and especially if I use tech as an example, California companies said, hey, you can work from remote and we'll pay you California wages. That then permeated across the U.S. and has resulted in a lot of disruption across the U.S. where California companies could go into, say, Iowa or Georgia or Ohio, offer employees with local firms the ability to work for a big.com at the California wages. That's now further extending out. And you see those same California companies or New York companies, the high cost centers, now starting to hire globally. We've seen in Northern Europe and the Nordics in Europe as well. And I think it will permeate to Asia also that employers are learning how to use remote employees more effectively, but they'll also start to use that to dollar cost average and drive their costs down. But the workforce is really extending globally in this new remote working environment. That doesn't portend well for big cities.
Puzzle. Is it more practical for an employer to encourage at-home work so you can employ around the world than it is to ask to come to the office? And is there a balancing act between costs of maintaining an office that is used partially and having a workforce at hand?
I think it's a very good and very complicated question. There might be things that can be done if they're more utilitarian that can be done remotely, but that remote then says, am I going to Peoria or am I going to Pune, India, and outsourcing in that form? Number one, when you're getting more complex or higher tech, more knowledge-based workers, the inability of those workers to be able to be in the same place at the same time to solve a problem, especially complex problems, is probably going to cause less product innovation, less evolution of products, or slower evolution, more problems in those products over time, but that is yet to be seen.
We're told the hiring continues healthy, robust. We're told there's still lots of unfilled jobs. We're told that the recession signals are out there, but they're not clear. They're not clarified. They're there if you want to see them. They're not. For a recession to bite, it has to look like unemployment. Do you see unemployment at the high end as a problem, or are there more jobs than people at the high end?
I see a very significant problem in talking to employers all across the country and all around the world consistently. If I use the U.S. as an example, U.S. employers are dealing with surging wages, up 20%, 30%. They're not able to translate that fully into price back to customers. And that squeeze on the employers is making it very, very, very difficult in many categories of business where you have demand, but you cannot provide supply in the labor to make that happen. So there's lots of business owners out there. There's lots of business models that are now starting to crack and break because the economics no longer support those models. And that probably leads to more economic disruption in the near term.
The last time we talked, just a few seconds here, you said 23 is a good place to look for the recovery to be healthy. Is that still your estimation, 23?
We're seeing many more clouds on the horizon now for 23 than before, but I would say in the current news cycle, that's way too far off to give any accurate projections, but things are not looking rosy.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.